Hey, welcome to the Insight Hours. Dr. Len Horowitz speaking to you now from Southern California, engaged in Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. We had a little technical difficulty starting on time tonight with, again, we're trying to get, actually, I shouldn't say trying. I should say we're in the process of mastering our technical capability so that we can broadcast live, not only over the internet, but actually we're planning satellite broadcasting as well. I understand that we have some satellite companies that are starting to come online, one in London and another one just coming in from Edmonton. So that's with Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. Welcome to the Insight Hour. Every Tuesday night, starting at midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock in the West Coast, we bring you pretty much the latest and the best news that the planet has been witnessing insofar as a spiritual renaissance and the music that shall make us sing in every way. And tonight we've got a special guest holding for us. His name is Tony Salvage. He's been a fabulous violinist in support of numerous musicians that you've probably heard many of them. And we're going to introduce Tony in a couple minutes. I've also invited as a guest tonight Tim Mallandane, who's in charge of this magnificent Edmonton event that's unfolding for Live H2O. So I pray that Tim will be able to break away from what he's been doing, very, very busy, actively promoting, marketing, and organizing Live H2O in Edmonton. So well, let me just, first of all, like we have normally do on the Insight Hour, give it up to our sponsors, and then before we really start the show, the creator tonight. I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com for all the support that you folks give us every day, really. The phones ring and people order books, tapes, DVDs, CDs to educate themselves and their loved ones so that you can wake up to the truth that shall set you free. We've not only got the most wonderful information that can protect your health and safety, such as Horowitz on vaccines, such as the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, looking at what are the real risks that you're not being told by mainstream media that are very important if you really want to keep your health and even longevity going. So there's a number of excellent products on HealthyWorldStore.com. That's HealthyWorldStore.com that I would highly encourage you to go check out and peruse. The information is life-saving. And also spiritually uplifting. There's a whole variety of materials there, educational products such as Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, The Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration, all of these wonderful CDs. And in fact, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse brings you to the music that we're going to be talking about with Tony tonight. It's the first revelations of the original musical scale and the implications for humanity's salvation and spiritual evolution is in the music. And we started that evolution in consciousness back in 1998 with the publication of Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and you can get that at Healthy World Store. I want to also highly encourage you to check out OxySilver.com, OxySilver.com. That's one of the wonderful products that you can get through Healthy World Store. That product is actually life-saving to the max. Essentially, all infectious diseases are literally eradicated, capable of being eradicated by the silver hydrosols. Number one on the list of silver hydrosols is OxySilver. It is the first silver hydrosol that actually we highly recommend you use with prayer. In fact, it's amplified, accelerated by literally your heartfelt, loving intention to stay healthy and basically survive the current and coming plagues. So OxySilver.com is an excellent resource for you to learn a lot about the most advanced science in infectious disease eradication through the silver hydrosols. Again, OxySilver.com is that website. Check it out. So last but not least, I want to thank BBSRadio.com for hosting the Insight Hour every week. And please do peruse their archives, wonderful programs that you can get for as little as $2 a month. You can be a subscriber to the archives for BBS Radio. So let me give it up before I bring Tony on to the creator, as we do every week on the Insight Hour, for the week that we've had and the week to come. So let's say, Heavenly Creator, thank you for all the glorious blessings that you're constantly pouring out through the air that we breathe so freely and this magnificent water that quenches our thirst and uplifts us spiritually completely. We thank you for the sustainability that you're literally loving spirit in this magnificent living water provides us in our Holy Spirit-filled temples that are made mostly of you, the triune God, this magnificent liquid crystal superconductor we call water. Thank you for all of this. Thank you for the opportunity to bless humanity maximally with the concert for the living water that we're going to be sharing tonight. I want to thank you for Tony Salvage, who joins us tonight from actually Los Angeles. He's usually in Hawaii. I want to thank you, Heavenly Creator, for blessing Tony and myself tonight to deliver your message, your word, your way, your will for the ears of people who have those ears to hear, and that those who have hearts uplifted and open enough to receive the divine blessing that you provide us, well, thank you for those people, and may they be specially blessed and anointed tonight. I ask for the special angels of protection as well as resource allocation to bless all the people that are working on behalf of the concert for the living water. Heavenly Creator, pour out this whole floodgate of response, of absolute certainty that this is of divinity, your divine blessing, as we bless and honor your living water and bring honor and purification to planet Earth again, to make it optimally sustainable and optimally appreciative of all the blessings that you give us. So with that, without further ado, Heavenly Creator, I say thank you, and let's bring on Tony Salvage. Tony, good evening.
I am here. I'm on the phone, and I see you speaking on the Internet. My friend Adam here has got you online, and he's listening to you on a headset, and your conversation is a little delayed, so we're listening to you. Can you hear me okay, Len?
Yeah, I hear you fine, Tony. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Inside Hour.
Well, it's my honor and pleasure.
Well, you know, I've had a little technical difficulty. Usually I'm online now, I'm not holding a telephone, but we had a little technical problems before the show, but I'm sure that won't impede in us having a wonderful, informative, and uplifting conversation.
Well, Adam just mentioned that he's not hearing me through the screen on his headset. He's not hearing my voice with your voice on the Internet.
Oh, okay. I wonder if I can hear you very, very fine.
I can hear you fine, too, and I see you in your blue shirt.
with my blue shirt, with my sea turtles on there from Hawaii.
With the sea turtles.
Yeah, so listen, I'm going to introduce you a little bit, and I want you to introduce yourself. Folks, one of the stars of Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, that I'm really proud to call not only a friend, but also somebody who I know in their hearts has the highest measure of appreciation for our Creator and the process by which so many of us are currently going through, moving forward in this extraordinary time in history, what many people call the end times, being spiritually lifted for a beginning times, for 1,000 years of world peace, and that these times are associated with revelations divine, extraordinary revelations that the Bible talks about in the end times, all the greatest truths shall be known, is what it says there, and in essence, when we talk about music, we talk about the hidden music, the greatest secreted truths of all time is that we are the music, that how the Creator creates is through the music, that in essence who we are manifested out of water, this liquid crystal superconductor of sound, this thing called the living water, is actually all musically communicating and rendered, and essentially it fills our bodies and it makes all of the molecules come to life and it makes our DNA sing and it causes this crystalline structure within our own DNA, the liquid crystal matrix of genetics, come to life. And so tonight I'm privileged to share with you a brother who has been engaged in the actual profession of music creation. And when you watch Tony Salvage play, as I would highly encourage you to do right now on www.love528tv.net, love528tv.net, or you can get it there, love528tv.com as well. You'll see that Dr. Len Horowitz has actually a new television channel that's ongoing 24/7, and one of the featured acts in that television sequence is a fellow by the name of Tony Salvage, who joins us tonight from Los Angeles. And when you watch Tony play violin, something I would ask you to tune to is the level of heartfelt intensity that his whole body vibrates. And in essence, Tony's body becomes the instrument, and his spirit soars. And I want to thank Tony for joining us tonight. Tony, you've been a superlative inspiration for so many musicians. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into music, and who you've played with in your life?
Oh, boy. Well, they can look up TonySelvage.com. That's S as in Samson, E-L-V as in Victory, A-G-E, T-O-N-Y, Selvage.com. And they can check out my website, or they can go to LiveH2O.org, and they have my website up there, too, if you want to see a who's who. But I started the violin. Actually, I started the piano when I was 3, but the piano was too big, and it hurt my fingers, so I complained to my mom, and I said, I want to play the violin. So I started the violin when I was 3, and I took heavy classical music all the way up to the Cornish School of Music in Seattle, Washington, until I was 16, and then when I moved to Florida, I quit the violin for 14 years. I got to play sports and do everything that I couldn't do when I was playing violin because my parents were afraid I was going to hurt my hands or something. But then when I did Vietnam and college in Vietnam and did all this other stuff, I finally got back into my music again when I got married, divorced, and I got custody of my 42-year-old back then, and she was a year and a half old, and I was living in Laurel Canyon. I always lived in the canyons, Beechwood Canyon in the 30s and the 40s, and Laurel, Brentwood Canyon in the 50s, and then Topanga Canyon in the 60s, and then I moved to Hawaii. But my point was how I started playing me for the first time in my life. Someone left their guitar in my apartment in Laurel Canyon, and I was visiting my daughter, who was a year and a half old, and she was found this guitar in my apartment and put it on the rug with the face up and started hitting the strings with a pencil. And as much as I hated the violin, and I started playing with her, and I was starting playing from my heart, and I was starting to be spontaneous, and it got very, very spiritual, and she basically saved my life, you know, by getting into music again, because I always wanted to be a violinist, but then I lost that that urge when I got into other things, and I got back to my core, and I started playing me for the first time, and that led me playing for spiritual gatherings like for Muktananda and Satchitananda and the Maharishi and Rinpoche and the Tibetan Lamas, and I went to Cal Arts and gave their first environmental concert with my group Bakada, and Bakada is from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Ba and Ka comes from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. It means the outer soul spirit universe, the inner soul spirit universe, and the Da is the now. So I played the now, and that's how I scored my first film for MGM called The Clay Pigeon. And we just watched the film and did it in one take. And that's how I score films, and that's how I play. I spill blood when I play, and I love playing every type of music. I love sitting in with, since I've been in Hawaii, I've been, you know, playing a lot of slack key. And I've just been very spontaneous, and I've always loved jazz and classical music, and I always loved the spontaneity, and Paul Horn and I came up with the term cosmic classical jazz. Cosmic because it comes from God, classical because I've had the training, and jazz because it's improvisational. So that's God, it's just been a gift, and it's a gift to wake up every morning, you know?
Sure.
And when I went to Cal Arts, we had Ultraviolet as our lead singer, and Katie Segal is one of our singers, you know? She's married with children, and we had Mindy Sterling sit in with us, and we had this lady, Diane Adams, we called Croxy, and she had 5 octaves. And I played with Lena, Ema Sumac. I loved her, and I had even got to work with her with Bumps Blackwell. But I always loved the spontaneity and the spirituality of music. And then I actually was a part creating the beginning of healing music. Cloris Leachman called me the Daniel Boone of healing music. I've gotten quotes from different folks down the line, and I used to play for Anthony Robbins and Wayne Dyer and Kevin Ryerson and John Gray and Terry Cole Whitaker and Jess Stern, Timothy Leary, Dr. Kubler-Ross, Ida Rolf. I just became, attracted to the metaphysical arena, and I finally found that the instruments actually can heal the body. There are five instruments that heal: wood, clay, metal, skin, and string. And strings, for example, affect the heart. Remember Tony Perkins and Janet Leigh in Psycho, when she was getting whacked in the shower, and they didn't want to do it in color because it was too gruesome, and they used chocolate syrup, but it sure looked like blood, but the violins are going ring, 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 and it was just ripping your heart out. It was a very traumatic thing. So violins can also hurt the heart as well as heal the heart.
I got together
with Fabian Marmon, and he told me wood, clay, metal, skin, and string, and how they can affect the healing different parts of the body with different combinations of those instruments, and with the color and the right key and everything and the right time of year.
Yeah.
So I'm totally into fiddling around with the world until it gets better. I mean, I believe that it's good in government surroundings. I used to play for Senator Diane Watson for heated busing, conflicts back in the 80s. And Jerry Brown used to play for
Let
him.
Me ask
I
you
played
something.
For Mayor Bradley, Tom Bradley, and
you,
I played
your
for
mission.
Tom Hayden.
Hey, Tony,
yeah.
your mission has been to be engaged in actually doing a Pied Piper routine for humanity, leading
Pied Piper
to spiritual
humanity.
Salvation.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. And it's just a blessing. I've always liked musicians like Steve Roach and Yassos and Francesco Lupica with his cosmic beam, and I'm just attracted to outer space music, you know. And
you ever play with the Moody Blues?
Oh, I love the Moody Blues. And
have you played with them?
I never played with them. I played with everybody from Canned Heat to Ella Fitzgerald. Count Basie came up to me, and I was playing for the sickle cell anemia thing at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, and he came up to me and shook my hand. He says, "I love your music," you know, and I don't know. It's just a unique gift that I just want to share with the planet. And today, I got together with an old friend's son, Adam, and he tuned his synthesizers up to 528, and we've composed two songs. And we named the songs Got Pluto. In other words, Got Milk, Got Pluto, because Pluto's disappeared as a planet, they said. So Got Pluto. And then Lost Signal was another song we did in 528.
How
and he's
beautiful.
Sitting here right now, and seeing you listening and smiling.
Awesome. So what turns you on about Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, in 528? First the concert. Give me your appreciation or understanding of what the concert's about.
Well, I found out when I was talking to my friend. He lives in Eagle, California, Eagle, Colorado, and his name is Alan Armstrong. He and I played in Dante's room at the Magic Castle for Johnny Carson and Orson Welles, and he played the saw and I played the violin. I mean, that's how far back we go. And he wrote an encyclopedia of the world. It took him 10 years. He was married to George Axelrod's daughter, Kether Axelrod. And then they later separated, you know, because he remained a hippie and she got onto a different path. So he just told me that the masters, over beyond 200 years ago, all the masters actually played in 528, and they changed it to 440. Why the orchestra tunes to 440A? I don't know, but
I can tell you. All right, give me a minute. Let me see if I can bring some history into this. First of all, Jonathan Goldman contacted me this week with news that the Boston Symphony Orchestra, like you play today, actually tuned to 444 hertz frequency. So that's a beautiful confirmation.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So that's news. But the reason why the world actually tunes to 440A frequency is back in 1917, the Rockefeller Foundation was giving a lot of money for the arts. And they gave a fair amount of money to the American Federation of Musicians to advance an agenda. And that agenda is well written up in the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. It deals with the globalist agenda that we're seeing unfold today. But what the musicians did back in the Federation time, back in 1917, is they advanced the concept, and what they heard was outcries from around the world. All musicians worldwide were absolutely stunned and horrified to think that they were going to be instituting a standard tuning when, in fact, one of the most appreciative things was that freedom of speech, freedom of music, instruments played uniquely, musicians played uniquely, and so to standardize this thing suddenly was really a fly in the face to what was considered appropriate. Well, that didn't stop these guys. They hired a public relations, or actually a propagandist minister, to bring the same message forward. And that propagandist, his name is Joseph Goebbels. You ever hear of Joseph Goebbels?
No, but it sounds global.
Yeah. Joseph Goebbels was the propaganda minister for the Third Reich. That's right. Hitler's finest propagandist was hired by the Rockefeller cartel to implement this concept of tuning instruments to the standard A440. And the reason why they did that was because of this part of this whole virtually satanic agenda to literally block the heart, block love.
Yeah, the 440 only goes from the neck to the top of the head, and 444 goes through the whole body. It's a more loving resonation.
Exactly. So this is what they've done. Now, if you look at society today, if you look at the culture in which we've now evolved, we're really looking at too much mind, too much rationale. We have the gods of science and the gods of medicine dictating so much, and it's all mental, it's all rational. And so, you know, it's kind of like back in the Garden of Eden when the lizard slithered into the garden and said to Eve, "You won't really die if you eat this apple of knowledge. This, you know, you'll know the difference between knowledge and ignorance, and basically knowledge, you'll have the knowledge of God, but you really won't die, like God says." You know, this is the kind of thing that happens. We get this over abundance of egoic mind, this whole focus on fear and manipulation in terms of this, instead of collaboration, we have competition among people. This is all mental. It's not heartfelt, loving communion. It's not communication for a community. It's this mind manipulation. And that's what A440 hertz frequency plays into.
That's
and
amazing.
Actually facilitates.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love the history of it. You know,
yeah.
This is just really perks my ears up and makes me want to play more and more and more.
Yeah. So what's your feeling when you, you know, interesting, you mentioned that you had almost always tuned
high. I have. You know, when I go in the studio with Brian Wilson, they always said that I was just a tad sharp. And the same thing with Gina Vanelli. He's totally a master. Blue Moon Studios in Agora, Calabasas, Agora area. I always played a little sharp. And even when I was playing with Randolph Scott's son, Chris Scott, for a year, the guy with the turtles, I forget his last name. Anyway, he was playing bass for the Turtles, and he was our bass guy, and he always said I was always sharp, and I for some reason I've always been in 444 or 528. I have no clue why.
Well, think about it. If that's your heart, first of all, folks, let me just give you a little bit of background on what Tony's talking about with 528 hertz frequency, which is the equivalent
of C.
Yes, it's actually C5.
Yes.
And 444 hertz is actually the A within that scale.
Exactly. It's just a skosh higher than A.
Right. And so what's really the source of this is you understand the heart of the universe, as above, so below. The heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum is 528. That's the heart of the sound spectrum. It's the only number, the only frequency that's the heart of both sound and light spectrums. And beyond that, it's 528 is in the Bible, in the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83. This revelation came from Dr. Joseph Paleo, and actually Jesus, who Paleo's story, which I wrote in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, was when he was looking for the original musical scale, Jesus showed him with a big angel that came to them and showed them where in the Bible, Book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83, the third note of that musical scale revealed in the Bible codes is 528.
That's
a miracle
amazing.
Note. Do, re, mi. So, it is today. It used to be ut, re, mi. And mi stands for miragus storm in Latin, miracles in English. So this is the miracle note. So miracle 6, or 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. That's miracle 6, or MI6. That's how British Secret Service got its name, according to all the evidence, because we're dealing with the mathematics of divinity. And essentially, that to uplift humanity maximally, we want to be playing in the Creator's music.
Well, I could be mistaken, but you know, the Book of Urantia has chapters on celestial music, and I believe that endorses the same the Hertz, I believe. I could be mistaken, but... are you familiar with the Urantia?
No, I'm not. That's a new one for me.
Oh, it's like the Bible of the universe. It's an amazing book, Urantia. And they were talking about celestial music and music from outer space and everything, and that's just a whole other story. And then I was so pleased. I mean, my favorite teacher in the world was J.J. Hertak at CalArts. That's right. He opened up my eyes with the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Egyptian Gnostics. I mean, God, we just really hit it off. He used to come to our concerts, my concerts with Bacada, and he would sit in the middle of the auditorium with his jacket over his head. He would sit on the floor and just bliss out with the music. And he's an angel. He's like, you know, he's the Leo with the eyes and ears of Buddha.
Well, you know, let me tell folks who that is. J.J. Hertak wrote the book, The Keys of Enoch, and he is the one who is directing the Future Science Federation. He's also engaged in the Concert for the Living Water, Live H2O, and co-sponsoring events both in Cardiff, Wales, as well as in Durban, South Africa. So J.J. Hertak is certainly part of our team with Live H2O, and it's great that you had previous exposure to J.J.'s work.
Oh, well, I know that he receives over 1,500 emails a day, and we actually talked on the phone. It was a short 59 minutes. It just went by in 2 seconds.
Yeah. You know, he's a very sweet guy, and anybody that has an opportunity to listen to J.J. Hertak lecture, it's very, very uplifting.
Well, I wrote poems about him. I mean, people used to jam his workshop at CalArts, and we'd sit on the floor, you know, and after all the seats were taken, people would be standing in the aisles and sitting on the floor, and it was just such a beautiful speaker and interesting, and just kind of tapped my interest and learning again.
Yeah. Tony, you're breaking up a little bit right now. I'm not sure what that's about.
Oh, I'm sorry. How's that? Any better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. I was
sorry.
Relaxing with the phone a little bit. It doesn't have a speaker phone.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. So let me ask you something. Give us an experience. What is your experience when you are actually listening to somebody and then playing along with them? What is your experience? Where do you go?
Well, you know when you're on the diving board and you play that game, jump or dive?
Yeah.
And you're already in the air and you have to react? Well, it's like that game. I just let go and let God, and I just kind of feel where that music is going. I just, that's why I've been spontaneous with different bands, you know?
Yeah, yeah, so this is a heartfelt thing. Is this like...
Oh, it's spilling blood. I mean, it's just not repetitious humdrum stuff. I don't want to give any examples of that, but it's just being very, very spontaneous, and it's like I'm a male, and it's like meeting a woman for the first time, and you're just there 150%.
Beautiful. You know, so is it this higher self, the soul, the spirit that's pouring out through your body and your heart, because your instrument appears to be part of your own body.
Well, yeah, I get heated up and I get very warm. Sometimes I perspire. One time I played above the Atlantean crystal, and I healed my back at that time. I played with it was called Pyramid Crystal Waters. I composed that with Frank Serafini, and this was way back when, and. I just get very warm and heated, and I just lose myself, and I always thank God for the doorway to celestial healing music. I mean, I think we're rediscovering everything.
Is it teachable? Can you teach this to somebody?
I think I could. I think I could. You mean to play healing music?
I'm thinking to more metaphysically, esoterically, to actually commune with God, because wouldn't you say that you're actually communing with the Creator when you're being in that magnificent, peaceful realm of pure, joyful harmony, creativity?
Well, when I teach violin, whether the person's 3 years old or 33 years old or 63 years old, I teach them the classic way of holding the violin, the bow. I make them learn and identify each part of the violin, and I teach them how to read. And within a few lessons, I demand that they compositions. And I believe there's just an unlimited resource of music out there, of celestial music. And when you can, if I were president, I'd have everybody play an instrument.
You're breaking up again, brother.
That would be my first rule.
Yeah, you're starting to break up again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said if I were president of the United States or whatever, I would make everybody play an instrument.
You know, that's an important statement, because I've been recently speaking with colleagues about the arts being so neglected in the economy. Every day you read in the newspapers now locally that there's less and less money for the arts and, you know, the music and the choruses and all of this, even some of the sports teams. You know, this is a sad reality that we're neglecting the most creative capability within a human being. For what? You know, for reading, writing, arithmetic. Well, gee whiz, you know, that's, again, tells you where our priorities are insofar as this egoic mind.
Well, I remembered my parents used to get on my case because they would see me doing my homework, but I'd always have either classical music on or I'd have jazz on, you know, like, God, back in the old days, Brubeck and Red Calendar and, I mean, on and on and on. And I love jazz and I love classical music, and it seemed to always kind of help me concentrate and do a better job with my studies, with the music in the background. They always demanded that I not, you know, have a quiet, you know, but I, even when my grandfather, he wrote the first dictionary for petroleum oil, George Zamboni, and his brother invented the machine that scrapes the ice, and I know my grandfather always had classical music playing, and he would take a nap around 4 in the afternoon, and then he'd get up around 11 and work till 2, 3 in the morning. And that was his creative time. And when I used to record with an oboe and did visits and revisits, that's the music that they've been using at the National Institute for Health in Bethesda, Maryland, since 1984. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. My creative time was basically from like 1 or 2 in the morning until 5 in the morning when the city slept. It just seems like there was less going on and more of a draw to the universe for the music.
So tell me about some of the musicians that you've spoke to in the last few weeks after working with 528. What's the talk on the street about 528?
Well, I turned Adam. Adam's Richard Summers' son, and he's going to Harvard. He got a scholarship to go to Harvard, and we're sitting at his studio right now at his father's house here in the Pacific Palisades near Will Rogers State Park. And I made dinner for us all, and we're up in his studio right now. And I'm sorry, Stanford. He got a scholarship to go to Stanford. And when I went up to Sun Valley last week, I ran into Kenny G, and I met his grandfather when I played for the Klein-Gallen home up there. And this old man comes up in a wheelchair. He says, "Do you know who I am?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, you sure you don't know who I am?" And I said, "No. What's your name?" He said, "My name's Harry Gorlick." And I met Kenny G's parents. He said, "You know, Kenny G's my grandson. You've heard of Kenny G?" And I guess that's what G stands for, is Gorlick. And so I tried to approach him, but he had such security around him, because I wanted to start a new a thing like Mad or Dare. I wanted to say, instead of sex and violence, sax and violins. And I thought he would be fun to do that new, just to help the planet on sex and violence. There's a lot of that in Hawaii, you know, as well as other parts of the world. And
that's right.
So I haven't heard back from him. Kenny and I exchanged numbers at the airport. He was coming and I was going, and there was too much security. But I ran into his parents, and they said that they wanted him to venture off on a new era of his creativity. And I said, "Well, gosh, put us together," you know.
Yeah. So let me ask you something. Do you know of any of the other folks that are going to be participating in Live H2O as musicians? As have you recognized any of the other names? Like, did you?
I don't do computers, and I one day I'll probably learn how to. My oldest daughter Kirsten, her boyfriend wants to turn me on to a Blueberry, you know, and he had his little Blueberry, and I told him about Tony Sauvage with Grandmother Drum, and within seconds he had me playing off of his phone, you know, with White Eagle underground. I know White Eagle is going to be playing the Grandmother Drum. I don't know where she's going to be. Egypt or somewhere.
Yeah, she's going to be in Israel. We've got Israel. I may be there as well. It's still a question. There's been a couple bands. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of Bill Miller. He's a Grammy Award winner. He's joined us now. Have you ever heard of Bill Miller's work?
No, just Steve Miller.
Okay. Well, you'll love meeting Bill. He's a real kindred spirit. Have you ever heard of a group called The Bolt, B-O-L-T?
No.
They're from L.A., and boy, I'll tell you, they're hot. And you know what? I think that what's going to happen with Live H2O, it's going to be like Woodstock was, where people had been exposed suddenly to unknowns like Jimi Hendrix and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And suddenly, you know, after one performance at Woodstock, suddenly these were real hot and these were well-known celebrity performers.
Yeah, well, I was communicating with Jimmy at where I used to work, where he used to come in and get clothes at the DeVos Limited back in 1969. And this was just before he passed away. And I told him I played violin, and he said, "Yeah, I know. I want you to play on my album." And the first drummer I ever played was with Buddy Miles in Laurel Canyon. I had my old Echoplex with my violin back then. And we just locked ourselves in a room at a party and just jammed for hours.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, folks, you're listening to Tony Sauvage. He's a magnificent violinist. He plays completely from his heart spontaneously. He just actually communes with the Creator and his instrument, and accompanies some of the most amazing musicians that we've ever heard of, that we've been blessed to hear. You know, Tony, the website that you mentioned, I think people should be, again, aware of your music. And I think you can buy some albums from your website, can't you?
Yes. I've been kind of Mr. Mom for 42 years. I have four awesome daughters. And just recently, my last one my youngest, Layla, got a full scholarship to UC Berkeley, and everybody's moved out, and I'm kind of cutting loose and starting a whole new career now. I'm getting back into my music. I've only probably scratched 20% of my potential as far as music goes, and I only have 3 CDs on the internet, and I've already got about 10 in the can that I just need to do the artwork for, with oboe and violin and shakuhachi flute and violin and octophone and violin. And
you know, we're starting a recording studio whereby we're going to be also transposing music. So if you have some beautiful pieces that you'd like to, or albums that you'd like to have us publish in 528, we can now begin to transpose that beautiful music you've made and give people the full measure of love that the Creator had blessed us with musically.
I know Dr. David Barron at the, I think he's a clinical director of psychiatry at Temple University. He used to be the clinical director of the National Institute for Mental Health in Bethesda, Maryland, and I played for one of his asthma lectures at UCLA, or it was SC, I can't remember which. And I played my violin live there and in front of a Dr. David Barron and his whole auditorium full of asthmatics. And not one person that evening had an outbreak of asthma.
Yeah.
And
you know,
so he endorsed one of my pieces with oboe, English horn, and violin. And they've been using that still.
You know, I've witnessed a couple miraculous healings in Scott Huckabee, who's also going to be joining us. I believe Scott.
Oh, I played with Scott.
Isn't he fun?
He's a lot of fun. I mean, he's like a one-man band, and the two of us together is just phenomenal. It's very spontaneous and heartfelt and magic.
Yeah, well, we'll do that again. I'm sure that we'll get together, and maybe even at Live H2O, maybe it would be great for you to get up there and accompany Scott a little bit. I'll tell you something. If you're in L.A., I'm not sure you're going to – I think you may be in Hawaii.
I might be in Hawaii. I know I have to go to my daughter's graduation. She's this is my 23-year-old, Ariel, and she's graduating on June 14th. So I'm going to probably get there on the 11th in San Francisco, go to her graduation, come back to Hawaii on the 15th if I'm still supposed to play in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's perfect. You know, I've heard from Zion Estes, folks who are listening, there's going to be right now, there's about 30 venues that people have pledged and are actually developing. One of them is in Hawaii. Another one is in Long Beach. We had some very good news this week regarding both of those venues. Apparently, those are going to be very large venues. We're talking in the thousands of people at each one. And so regardless of whether Tony's in Long Beach, California, or in Kona, Hawaii, it looks like it's going to be right now at the Hilton Hotel on the beautiful grounds right in front of the Hilton on the ocean, at the Hilton in Kona. So then the prayer session, I understand, is going to be in Puna, which is more of the ancient Hawaiian, the spiritual area of Hawaii, is going to be receiving the prayers and the elders and the kahunas for giving blessed prayer and praise to the living water. Folks who are listening, this is June 19th to the 21st, summer solstice weekend that we're talking about. June 19th to the 21st, mark your schedules, make sure that you tell all your family and friends. On Sunday, the 21st, make sure that you're engaged in the prayer for the living water. Absolutely make certain that wherever you are, you're actually praying for the living water, praying for world peace, lasting peace, and health, world health, as well as universal prosperity with heartfelt loving intention coming from your heart, just like Tony tells you he plays his violin coming from the heart, having this divine human experience, this divine creative pleasure and peace inside being expressed musically. Likewise, you are a prayer. You are the manifestation of the Creator's prayer. Because if everything was created out of the spoken word with heartfelt loving intention, so are you. And you are a powerful co-creator because your body is made of about 80% water, which in the beginning there was the Creator, there was the water. And so essentially, you're part of the triune God. And what we're in essence doing now is bringing praise and glory to the one King of the universe, literally bringing our own creativity to bear musically on recreating this planet into some semblance of sanity, some expression of divinity, versus this insanity, this lunacy, this hypocrisy that goes under the guise of government and institutionalized whatever. So this is what Live H2O is really all about. It's about an evolution in consciousness. It's about opening up your heart in full faith and trust, and that music is the universal language.
Well, I just heard the other day that the glaciers are going to be all melted within 30 years, and the Colorado River that's supplying Southern California is just, we're running out of that life force, you know, here in California. It's really scary and very, very serious. I hope they develop something that they can pull the water from the ocean and make water from the ocean water.
They already do. As a matter of fact, that's one of the technologies that's going to be actually demonstrated live on Long Beach on June the 21st. Actually, on June 20th.
Well, that's going to be great for people to know, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I know that our oceans are, you know, out there to for some resource, you know, and I commend all that.
Yeah, you know, there's no problem on this planet that water cannot be the universal solver or solvent for. That's what the solvent means. Universal solvent. Solve, do re mi fa so. Solve pollute in Latin. Solve the problem, solve the pollution. The solvent is water. And basically, water can give us free energy. It can produce hydrogen fuel. It produces right now cars running on water. That's exactly what we're showing you on the video wall. If you go, folks, to liveh2o.org, www.liveh2o.org, watch it. It's already transforming. It's going to be continuing to transform. And as we get closer to the concert date, miraculous things are going to happen with that site as well. The transformations are going to include these magnificent videos and presentations by some of the world's leading scientists and experts and corporate executives that are advancing independently this alternative energy, this alternative greening agenda for the planet. So when you understand green technology and the whole green movement, it is to literally make healthy and whole and have it be safe the way we run our planet, the way we run our lives.
Len, yeah. There's someone else that I'd like you to meet. His name's Alan Armstrong. I mentioned him earlier in the beginning of our show, and he has already invented over 2,000 inventions for the new millennia.
How beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're engaged in with Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, and that the opportunity for you to participate. If you're listening out there, we actually highly encourage you to get in touch with us. There are many, many places, many lakes, rivers, and streams that you can pray over. And if you have friends and family would like to participate in the prayer session on Sunday the 21st, we highly encourage you to think about creating, co-creating your own venue. Go online to liveh2o.org. Check it out. Check out the instructions page for venue coordinators. There's an instructions page for musicians. There's an instructions page for speakers. So go read the instructions that we have placed there for you to get educated and how you can advance this prayerful chant and method of where, in essence, plan to take back the planet for the love of God. It's all about love. It's all about 528, which is the frequency of love. It's all about you expressing your divine creativity coming through you, through this holy water within you, is all of the answers to all of the urgencies and problems on this whole planet. And that's what Live H2O Concert for the Living Water is all about. And for folks like Tony who are involved as the entertainment and the professional performers, the artists, my hat goes off to you folks. Tony, thanks so much. We've got just a couple minutes left.
Thank you so much, Len. It was an honor and a thrill and a privilege to be speaking with you. And if anybody wants to get a hold of me, it's TonySauvage.com, and I have my cell phone on there as a contact number.
Yeah, give people the spelling for all that.
It's T-O-N-Y, S is in Samson, E is in Edward, L is in Love, V is in Victory, A is in Abel, G is in George, E Edward, Selvage, like Selvage, the finished edge. It means wild men of the woods, forest dweller, and the finished edge, the Selvage. Uh-huh. TonySauvage.com.
Thank you, Tony. Be blessed, brother. We'll talk again soon.
Angels around you, Len.
Thank you so much, brother.
Aloha.
Aloha. Well, there you have it. There's Tony Selvage, again, a magnificent human being and an incredible musician. You can go check out Tony on right now, being broadcast on love528tv.com or love528tv.net. You'll see Dr. Len Horowitz's new television channel and one of the 3.5-hour programming that you have right up there right now is Tony's 10 minutes plus of actually playing spontaneously to Grandmother Drum. And boy, I'll tell you, that was extremely powerful, and you will greatly appreciate that kind of music. When you hear 528 and its capacity to set everything straight, you will not want to listen to your standard music any longer, because you'll, if you're at all spiritually sensitive, feel a resonance in your own heart and an appreciation within you that will expand and ideally open your heart further than it's ever been opened before, and literally commune you maximally to divinity, to our glorious Creator, who wants nothing more but to have us, you know, join the Creator on earth as it is in heaven. So it's been a great hour with Tony. I appreciate you joining us every week, Tuesday night on the Insight Hour. I'll be back next week. That's 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast. Next week I hope to not have to listen or have you listen to me with a telephone in my hand. We'll hopefully come to you not only over the internet but live on bbsradio.com, and we'll be able to enjoy each other's company again. Please stay tuned for our good friend and colleague Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints coming up on BBS Radio. Also, my thanks, special thanks again to our sponsors, www.healthyworldstore.com. Check out oxysilver.com, but healthyworldstore.com, as well as tetrahedron.org, are co-sponsors for the Insight Hour. And I would appreciate anything you can do. If you're interested in health and longevity, check out the wonderful products at Healthy World Store. Every dollar you spend on that in that store goes to help some humanitarian need or organization or initiative, or fund programs like this on the Insight Hour. So check out healthyworldstore.com, particularly a product called OxySilver for prevention against all of those attacks by, you know what, the biological realm, as well as the products called Zeolife if you're looking for detoxification remedies, looking for something to simply boost your energy, maybe lose weight. Look for Green Harvest, and look also for Prima Life on healthyworldstore.com. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Look forward to speaking with you again next week on the Insight Hour. Bye for now.